It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for August 22nd of 2025. Early this morning, the news broke that the Trump regime's FBI raided the home of its former national security advisor, John Bolton. He also served as George W. Bush's UN secretary and is a well-known and insufferable neocon. But Bolton fell out of favor with Dear Leader during the first term and then went on the TV and everywhere else he could go to criticize the Trump regime's affection for violent authoritarian dictators such as North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Russia's Vladimir Putin. And we saw that on full display last week when Dear Leader welcomed Putin on American soil in the state of Alaska, where he forced American soldiers to drop to their knees to roll out a red carpet for a well-known war criminal. Of course, Trump also claps and looks doughy-eyed at Israel's Bibi Netanyahu, who's in the middle of committing a genocide of the Palestinian people, so I guess we shouldn't really be shocked by Dear Leader's behavior. And strange enough, that's where Dear Leader and John Bolton agree on, giving American taxpayer money to and fighting wars on behalf of Israel. So much for America first. Anyway, the FBI, led by the regime's Kash Patel, announced it raided John Bolton's home as part of an investigation into the mishandling of classified materials. Huh, strange. Isn't that exactly what Dear Leader did when he stashed away classified materials in his Mar-a-Lago crapper? Now, this is a dangerous time we're experiencing because we're watching the regime attack personal critics and thereby trying to shut down dissent. And I'll say this for John Bolton, he forever advocated for stronger and increased executive powers and also for an increased surveillance state against those deemed enemies of the state. We warned you, John, that if you go down this path, someday someone with real authoritarian dreams will abuse what you always dreamed of. I feel no sympathy for you. However, attacking political enemies, empowering corporate authoritarianism, and white Christian nationalists to steamroll our nation's laws, culture, and working class, and also sending in National Guard troops in our nation's capital to further subjugate citizens to authoritarian rule is a demarcation point in this nation's history. And there are many political leaders who are failing in such crucial times as authoritarianism is obtaining more and more of a stranglehold on this country. One such person, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, who left the Democratic Party to run as an independent in next year's race to become Michigan's next governor. Duggan's made some criticisms about the Democratic Party of late, and hey, if you've listened long enough to this podcast, you know, so have I. But I'm hoping to change the party into a more progressive party and removing the old corporate elite relics inside the party, both on a state level and the national level, who seem to care more about their own power and greed than they care about the working class and also about the rise of authoritarianism. Mike Duggan's criticisms for Dear Leader Trump and for MAGA Republicans of late has been more muted. Now, considering that he's receiving loads of cash from rich and elite MAGA Republican donors, I guess we know why, but Duggan's been busy wagging his fingers at Democrats who attacked Dear Leader, and he even made an asinine statement that Trump helped lower crime in Detroit. Now, gun violence dropped significantly in Detroit from 2021 to 2023, due in part to the crisis intervention team, which combined behavior health specialists, mental health experts, and police work. The CIV was a ringing success, and it's one that Detroit City Council and even Duggan himself can take credit for. But while Duggan this week said it was Trump who lowered Detroit's violent crime rate, even before he got back into the White House, apparently, the Trump regime slashed over $150 million for CIV programs in Detroit and other cities across the country. Even more, MAGA Michigan Republicans in Lansing blocked $7 million in funding for the Michigan Office of Community Violence Intervention. And we have former Democratic State Representative Karen Whitsett of Detroit to thank in helping Lansing Republicans in blocking that funding. Well done, Karen. Whitsett, by the way, has also praised Dear Leader in the past, and she helped block other progressive bills in lame duck last year, like polluter pay, from becoming law. By the way, Whitsett is trying to win a seat on Detroit City Council in District 7, where she lost to Democratic Socialist Denzel McCampbell in the primary earlier this month. They'll face off again in November, but at least voters there will have a true choice, a stark choice between an authoritarian apologist in Whitsett and a person who will fight for Detroit's working class in McCampbell. But, like Karen Whitsett, Mayor Mike Duggan's now praising and siding with authoritarianism. Considering how he's a corporate shill, it stands to reason why Duggan has more in common with the Trump regime than he does with the working class of Michigan. I guess if you're choosing to side with authoritarianism, you're not siding with Michigan's working class. You're just siding with those corporate elitists who are now enjoying more power than they've ever enjoyed before. But yes, 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 I'm told Mike Duggan's the more moderate politician, which is always a code phrase for corporate greed and fascist sympathizer. That's the truth, everyone. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.